Governor Sean Parnell's recent decision to tap Susan Bell as Commerce, Community, and Economic Development Commissioner came with relatively little fanfare. She replaced Emil Noddy, a Palin appointee and longtime public servant who once served as Community and Regional Affairs Commissioner under Democratic Governor Bill Sheffield. Noddy resigned July 9th with no notice. Bell had been working as a special assistant to the governor, where she helped craft a bill reducing the state's cruise ship passenger head tax. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
The man Susan Bell replaced as Commerce, Community, and Economic Development Commissioner, Emil Noddy, says her biggest challenge will be dealing with the Community and Regional Affairs Division, with its focus on rural Alaska issues. Noddy should know. He was the commissioner back when Community and Regional Affairs was its own department. He was also the first president of the Alaska Federation of Natives and advocated for passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
The one odd part of the department is a division of Community and Regional Affairs, because the rest of it was all businesses and business licensing, banking, securities, insurance.
Noddy says he never worked directly with Bell on projects at CCED, where she dealt with Deputy Commissioner Curtis Thayer. He was diplomatic when asked if he was forced to step down to make way for Bell.
Actually, I was Palin's pick, so, you know, the governor can pick his own cabinet, but I was been thinking about it for a while.
Were you asked to step down?
Yeah, I don't think I want to comment.
Bell was born in Nome and raised in Fairbanks. She's a shareholder in both the Bering Straits Native Corporation and Sitnasuk Native Corporation. Prior to joining the governor's office last October, she spent years working in the tourism industry. It started as a college job, but she soon dropped out of school to make it a career. In the 90s, she worked for the Convention and Visitors Bureaus in Haines, Ketchikan, and Juneau. From 1998 to 2001, she was vice president of tourism for Goldbelt, Juneau's urban native corporation. After leaving Goldbelt, Bell joined research and consulting firm McDowell Group.
So I feel really fortunate that Alaska has provided me a lot of opportunities, and I think I've been willing to move, change, and grow as the opportunities presented themselves.
While at the McDowell Group, Bell finished her bachelor's degree in general studies at the University of Alaska Southeast. Though she continued to work on tourism issues, McDowell Group principal Jim Calvin says she was engaged in a broad variety of projects.
One particular area of focus was our work for the visitor industry, including survey research, market assessments, feasibility studies, and the like, but also engaged in other public facility development kinds of projects.
As a special assistant to the governor, Bell was heavily involved in writing a bill that reduced the state's voter-approved cruise ship head tax from $46 to $34.50, with another reduction to $19.50 for passengers stopping in Juneau and Ketchikan. Almost all ships stop at both ports, meaning cruise ship communities will receive millions of dollars less when the new tax takes effect next year. Governor Parnell introduced the bill in response to an industry lawsuit challenging certain aspects of the fee, as well as an expected reduction in passengers. The suit was dropped once the bill was signed into law. Critics of the change say the world economy, not the tax, is responsible for the decline in visitors. But Bell says the state has a responsibility to do what it can to help the industry, regardless of the reasons.
What I say is it's very likely that the losses were both, but we need to look as a state as to what can we do to help restore the health of that industry.
Bell admits her work on the cruise ship bill likely contributed to her being offered the commissioner's job, but CCED has a lot more going on than just tourism. It includes financial regulatory divisions, state-owned corporations and agencies like the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and the Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation, as well as rural issues. Bell says there will definitely be a learning curve.
There's a lot of detail. Well, I've been working with the department. There's a lot of detail that I'm going to have to come up to speed on. But I think one of the gifts that I hope to be able to bring is being able to think at across the department and in and outside of the department and think about how we can resolve things that people may not be able to do, you know, on their own.
Bell will be based in Juneau. If Parnell is reelected this fall, she would have to be reappointed and confirmed by the legislature next year. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.